Hey, beautiful souls. You're very welcome back to some guidance for this new moon solar eclipse in Taurus on the 19th of May 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. You are with myself, Hazel Halley. This is a collective reading. I am not taking bookings at this time. This is the third eclipse that we are in now, beautiful souls. We made it through that harsh, intense lunar eclipse in full moon in Scorpio. And now we have a lovely new moon solar eclipse in Taurus. So this energy is an amazing time to commit to goals, but also stop to be in the moment and the simple pleasures of life. An amazing time to get in touch with our body, time to enjoy what makes us comfortable and secure. It's a good time for reevaluating our relationship with our money and possessions, and what truly makes us fulfilled. This energy is giving us a potent chance to make important changes in our lives, setting solid, grounded, realistic plans and reap the rewards from our next chapter and new beginnings. And Taurus is ruled by the heart chakra. The planet that rules Taurus is Venus, and it is also ruling the second house in astrology. So some other notes that I have here is, it is a nice energy. It is strong, but it's nowhere near what we've been working with. It is a warm energy. As I mentioned, Taurus is ruled by Venus. Jupiter is also in the north node at this time with Mercury. Jupiter, the north node, Mercury, Uranus, Sun and Moon is all in Taurus at this time. It is a favorable position in a fixed sign, so the moon is stable, helping us to tap into that energy, not losing the cool, being in the moment. It's also giving us a renewed effort outside certain comfort zones. This new moon is linking in with calmness, with the heart chakra, with being seen, sharing your gifts and talents and abilities, welcoming new people, new changes, and opening up again. There's also a trine to Venus with Saturn at this time, and this is exploring your gifts and what lights you up. And Taurus also rules the senses, luxury, grounded, organized, money, security, beauty. So there's a nice earth and water energy, soft energy to this. This new moon solar eclipse in Taurus is also linked in with themes of security from about 12 years ago. So you may notice some themes coming up that were coming up around that time to do with security and stability. So in a moment I will play some heart chakra frequency for us. I do just want to mention, guys, that I did manifest my new home for me and my family. I am just so grateful and happy. I can't even put it into words. I keep thanking the universe, my higher self, my teams, and the physical light workers that helped as well in this realm. So this will be the last podcast in this space, guys. We're moving on to a brighter, better space. Everything I have manifested and more came true. So yeah, we did start this podcast in this very space in 2018. So 6 years ago now, guys. And for the next lunar eclipse, I'll be in the new space. So it's very bittersweet. Just like the energy, I suppose, of this eclipse season and new moon solar eclipse in Taurus, because there is kind of the new beginnings coming in and the endings just finishing up. With all that purging that we've done on the run up to that lunar eclipse in Scorpio. Okay, so let us take a moment, beautiful soul, shift our awareness, tune our cord, I should say, into Mother Gaia and ground it into there. And also up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our center and the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. So, beautiful souls, we're getting struck right into the first card overall energy that we're all working with for this new moon solar eclipse in Taurus. So, what we got here is sovereignty. And this is just so on point, because as I get into the second house in a few moments, that deals with our power. So our sovereignty is coming in here because we are being guided to have sovereignty over our own life. Realize how powerful we are. Realize that we do create our own reality. Realize that we do have the power to create healthy boundaries. Realize we do have the power to let ourselves be seen and heard. Not keeping ourselves small as we have been over so many root races of humanity because of patriarchy and some twisted senses of service. So we are being asked now to step into our power. Especially the divine feminine energy, as this has been kept down over centuries and centuries. And it's time now to reclaim our sovereignty, our divine feminine essence. What has been accepted in the past in the old earth is not going to be accepted in the new. This links in with women especially experiencing inequality in all areas of their lives. Standing in our power and knowing that we reign over our own lives. We are bridges between the realms, the earth and the cosmos, and we are portals. We can bring souls into this reality. So really investing in our self-care, in our self-awareness, our self-esteem, our self-trust, in practical ways, setting firm boundaries, for our empire. So, what an amazing card, amazing message, amazing energy that we're walking with right now for this new moon solar eclipse in Taurus. So our next energy that we're walking with is the second house in astrology, as this rules Taurus, and this is all about the physical. It's all about being grounded in the physical. It's the house of money and security, and also owning. It is, as I mentioned at the start, our power, our key to our power in the world, how we feel empowered and disempowered. It's also linking in, as I mentioned, with money, with possessions, with talents, with ownership, with living your life how you desire, with personal values, self-esteem, heart chakra. It all comes in strong here with this energy of the second house. So with this, it's time to concentrate now on the practical issues, especially finances, and how we look out for ourselves in terms of self-care, in terms of being rewarded, in terms of shelter, in terms of making a living at what we love. What else is coming up with this is it's time to get organized. It's time to start sowing them seeds and also reaping the rewards of the others that are ready to be harvested. So definitely new beginnings, new changes, new stages of goals being realized, dreams being realized. What's also coming in here is communication and beauty, finding beauty in the world, in yourself. So again, finances, organization, money, owning, power, all that good stuff is coming in with the second house. So our next card is the Seven Sisters, linking in with the Pleiades. The Seven Sisters, birthing creations, tapestries of life, expression. So there are new creations that want to be born, beauty that's yearning to be woven, new consciousness that's longing to be breathed into life. If you draw this card, you're being called to surrender to these creations, to usher in a new era of consciousness and do your bit of weaving the web of life. This is the card of the artist and the midwife. You are being called to ponder questions. What wants to be birthed through you? What new creations are whispering in your ear? What beauty are you being called to make? Creativity and intuition come from the same sacred place. They occur when we find ourselves flowing with the rest of life. Earth is renowned as a planet of manifestation and creativity, and yet so many of us have forgotten how to create. Somewhere along the way, we stop seeing ourselves as artists, as creatives, as poets. Yet to be human is to be a creative. Creativity is part of your true nature. Perhaps you're being called to surrender to a creative project, such as a new business or a book. Or perhaps you're being called to weave beauty in your home, or in a way you cook. Regardless of the end results, you're being called to express yourself through your creativity, to surrender to the creative projects that both scare and excite you, to find a way to weave beauty back into everyday life. For where there's creativity, spirit and soul are present, and the world needs those qualities now more than ever. The Starseed Soul Inquiry, what new creations are you being called to birth? So, wow. I love this. I love the message from this card, beautiful souls. I hope you enjoyed that. I just want to mention that business came up there again, maybe opening your own business. And that was also linking in with the second house as well, with starting their new projects, sowing the new seeds as well. So what are you being called to birth? Okay, beautiful souls, our next card is the Bloom. Creations realized, right time, harvest, celebrate. This card is all about reaping the reward for what you've created. Dreams manifested into matter. It's a confirmation that you're currently in the bloom phase of your cycle of growth, or that you're about to be. The bloom is when we're at our fullest. The sun is shining, things are bountiful, and we're at our most expansive. The deep roots of our dreams have been realized. We're blooming. We've made it to where we've longed to be. We're likely visible and out in the world. Life is often adventurous, energetic, positive and good. This card comes with a message to embrace and enjoy the moment. Celebrate what you've created. Enjoy what has come to you. Revel in it. Bask in the beauty. Drink in the nectar. Be nourished by the sweet scent of what's now in the physical. Enjoy the harvest. Stop and smell the roses of your life. Life is a cycle, and the bloom won't be at its fullest forever. Your walk through the seasons of your life has brought you to this point. Don't take the bloom for granted. Enjoy it while it's here. But don't hold on to it for too long either. Let it be what it is in its fullest. And when the time comes to return the petals to the earth, and you'll know when that is too, do that too. On the Rose Transmission, I let the blooming happen. I resist the urge to hold back. I celebrate all that I've created, and I enjoy my moment of blooming completely and fully. Wow, what an amazing message there, guys. I definitely needed to hear that. I hope you did too. I just want to clarify, I know the other card was saying what needs to be created, what you need to take charge of. There is new seeds being planted, and then now this one is the other seeds that you've planted a while ago. They have to be manifested because you've put all the work in there. We're always manifesting. We're always creating new goals. We're always hitting new milestones on our ascension journey. So definitely standing in the bloom, taking it all in and enjoying every moment of that. So our next card is a dragon, guys, and then I'm going to take a quick little pass. It won't make a difference with technology. So we got a lovely silver dragon. Illuminates your potential or higher light. Access untapped resources. Look into your soul. See higher possibilities. So fifth dimensional shimmering silver dragons radiate divine feminine light and gentle qualities. They exude harmless love, peace, tranquility, balance, greatness and calmness. If we are ready, they surround our aura in a soft, pure silver light that enables us to retain these divine feminine qualities. They also reflect our true self and highest potential back to us by coming to us and looking deep into our eyes. This enables us to see the essence of our soul and discover aspects of ourselves we did not know existed. We are reminded of our divine magnificence and may catch a glimpse of the mighty soul or even monad I am presence to which we belong. Your fifth dimensional soul blueprint contains the keys and codes of your gifts, talents, wisdoms, and powers. Much of this is locked away and unused. Receiving this card suggests it is time for some of this potential to be ignited and brought forward into your life. You are ready to reveal yourself and be who you truly can be. Sit quietly and see or sense the shimmering silver dragon who has come to you. Allow it to reflect back to you the hidden aspects of your soul and your higher possibilities. This may or may not be a conscious process, but it will inspire you to express your essence and transform your life. Be ready to develop any gifts or qualities that the dragons draw to your attention. You may surprise yourself. So, wow, how on point is this silver dragon coming to us to look deep into our eyes and help us discover our essence and aspects of ourselves that we didn't even know existed. Our source energy. So guys, we're going to move on to my fourth deck now in a moment. Intuition Oracle, sing it with me. By Cosmic Angel. Five. Oh yeah, that was well the inner child coming out here. I was laughing during the week because I was just thinking like all the work I've done in this space. I'd say I've well opened up some balls, but they're good ones, so it's all good. Whoever comes in here after me will probably definitely get some extraterrestrial contact. They'll probably go on a spiritual awakening. Oh my god, where's the person that used to live here? I'm only messing. Yeah guys, so we're gonna move on to my fourth deck in a minute, but before we do that, we have a soul truth card here, and it says, what can I born it all. The ugly lies, the pain, the shame, the criticism, the images that run through your head, the reminders of what you did wrong, and the proof comets, that you are not enough. Born, baby, born. Your soul is calling. It's time for a rebirth. You are like the phoenix rising from the ashes, no longer attached to the past. You are free. Your wings are ready. Use them. And then today's soul action, make the choice that you will no longer let the past define you. Pick up your pen. What will your next chapter look like? Wow, so how on point is that, guys? You know, burning the pain, the shame, the criticism, the images, the thoughts, emotions, sensations that are all linked in with the subconscious. As I get into, it's crazy because the first card we got now, moving on from this in my first deck, is guilt. And straight away earlier, I was like, okay, where is this guilt coming from in the collective? And I got, it's definitely coming from the heart center. It's definitely coming and linking in to past lives and this lifetime. It's also linking in with the guilt of not stepping into who you truly are and shining yourself and showing yourself to the world. And then the guilt is also linked in with the pain, the shame, the criticism from the images that run through our head, the reminders, these false affirmations, basically. You know, affirmations, they seem weird because it's something that you don't believe, but you're after programming your brain with the negative affirmations in the first place. So that's why sometimes positive ones seem so off, but after a while you can program your brain with them. So, oh god, flinging cards away there. Guilt is coming in there. So releasing that guilt, guys, stepping into their heart center, stepping into that forgiveness. We're all having a human experience here, guys. You know, we're all doing our best. The next card we got is creativity, which is coming in so strong with this energy. Like, it's just full of creativity. It's full of bringing your creativity into the physical. It's coming up again. What are you being called to create? The next card we got is family time. So spending time with family will really help under this energy. It will help fill the cup up. It will help fill the heart up. It will help strengthen them bonds and connections. We also got past lives coming up. So if you didn't check out the podcast for the lunar eclipse in Scorpio, full moon, past lives was coming up really strong. So it's still coming up during this eclipse season right now. Past lives, again, is linked in with the subconscious. It's where this is all held. But then the held energy can turn into physical ailments in the body. A self-love card out of my second deck. Self-love oracle, is it? Yeah, self-love oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. What self-love thing can we do? Sage. Sage can smudge a room. Sage can smudge an object. Sage can be aromatherapy. Tap into what sage can do for you today. Okay, so some sage. What way do you need to tap in and use that sacred herb? So guys, we are back. We're moving on to the tarot. So first energy, I asked questions for this new moon solar eclipse in Taurus, and the first question that I asked is, what is the overall energy of this new moon? And for that, the overall energy is walking away from the past and from the old chapter and into the new, leaving behind the hurt, pain, guilt and shame in the heart chakra, linked in with this life and past lives, and really moving on bringing the strength from our experiences with us, but none of the heavy baggage. And we are really looking forward to going on to this next adventure, this next chapter. Even though it mightn't be fully illuminated, we mightn't be seeing the full picture, we know it's there. We know that we can trust the path. The next question that I asked is, how can we increase pleasure in our lives? So for that, we can step into this joy, into this adventurous energy, for this enthusiasm, for adventure, for learning, sharing skills, for creating them goals, for bringing them into a reality. It's really that earth magic manifesting and really pursuing the desires of what has been lighting us up. So there's a lot of good changes, new opportunities, new ideas also coming in there. So that's what will help bring more pleasure into our lives. The next question that I asked is, what should we add to our self-care? So for that, we should definitely add some inner child time, also working with our future self, working on them childhood wounds, and knowing that we are the ones here to keep our inner child safe and secure. This is also linking in with the past and being nostalgic about that, and maybe some people from the past coming back into your life. It's definitely opening up the heart of the inner child and future self. Okay, what's the next question that I asked? How can we become more abundant? Okay, so by really stepping into that self-love and self-care, opening that heart center, being open to receiving, keeping that balance, obviously, of giving and receiving. Communicating clearly and setting healthy boundaries. Trusting the intuition and the gut. Balancing the divine masculine and feminine energies. In communication, I just keep feeling on that card. What's the next question that I asked? How can we increase stability and security in our lives? Okay, so first of all, definitely by trusting in the universe, in the path, in the road that you are on. Definitely trusting the speed, knowing that if it's not already happening fast, which it is because we're all in eclipse season, quantum leaps and jumps on our divine blueprint and ascension timeline, but there is already news in or upcoming relating to the security and stability and strengthening that in our lives, whether this be our outer or inner worlds or both. It is coming in. Also making and trusting them decisions that we are guided to make when it comes to our security and stability. And the final question that I asked before I move on to the last card was a message from the universe. And for that, we got to tap into our divine feminine energy, to trust our intuition and our gut feelings, to tap into that subconscious, to journal in our dream state, to see what may need to be brought to the light and loved, embodied. I'm feeling that that's very linked in with shadow side and shadow aspects, and embracing, embodying, instead of releasing and transmuting. Maybe some of them need to be embraced. I'm just feeling, getting a message of duality and polarity. And it's funny, that actually has six stars on it as well. Yeah, duality and polarity, and keeping them known that that's the main energies that's here on the earth. So it's okay to embrace that. Okay, our final card. Okay, beautiful souls, our final card is a galactic pattern that we are all working with as a collective. I'm after reading the first line of this card. And it's exactly what I've been trying to say as well. Well, I have been saying it there in the reading. The natural state of existence is balance. It takes more energy to sustain a state of imbalance than to surrender to balance. Balance is a state of integration where all parts of self are aligned at one and at one. The Orion Light represents this integrated state. There is a force of attraction that guides us back to this state. It can be felt on subtle levels. We can tune into this force when we are silent and empty. This card asks you move to your next level of growth by emptying yourself often in meditation. Learn to feel this subtle force of attraction that guides you in the state of ultimate balance within you. The last four cards of the deck access the energy called the Orion Light, which connects to a very evolved era in Orion history. Since our natural state is as a unified being, there are universal forces that pull us toward integration and awakening, no matter how much we resist. When we resist this natural flow, we sometimes create accidents or seemingly negative circumstances to force us to move in the direction we need to go for the highest good. When we relax and trust in the flow of the universe, we are intuitively pulled towards the choices and circumstances that foster our evolution. Thus, we are always nurtured by creation, even when it doesn't seem that way. If you pull this card, it could have several meanings. It could mean that you have a good ability to follow this flow and to continue to trust it. Or it may mean that you are resisting the flow and this resistance is creating undesirable or painful circumstances in your life. If so, some serious inner work is needed to reconnect you with the wisdom of the universe that you don't feel capable of accessing. You must create inner stillness. You must create inner stillness in order to sense this flow of energy that gently nudges you towards integration and transformation. The chaos of our circumstances is just a reflection of inner chaos. Don't be distracted by the outer chaos if it manifests in your life. Go within and reconnect with this flow, the natural force of attraction that always nudges you toward awakening. So, beautiful souls, thank you as ever for joining me for this guidance. Congratulations on making it this far through eclipse season and this year. You're doing amazing. I am grateful to be a channel for these messages. I hope you enjoyed and I hope they help you navigate. I am grateful to everyone I have helped. I am helping. Well, I have put on a little bit of a pause after this attunement coming up this week, and that I will help in the future in my new space. Enjoy the energy of this new moon solar eclipse in Taurus. Namaste.